So we're in a new series that we will be doing from July and August. And the title of the series is The Eight Portals to the Father. Say that with me. Say eight portals to the Father. So we're in this series, Eight Portals to the Father, praying into the Spirit. Okay, praying into the Spirit. We tend to pray at the Spirit. Okay, but we need to understand that prayer is praying into the Spirit. We pray into His presence. We don't pray at the Spirit. We don't pray to the Spirit. We pray into the Spirit where we can fellowship with our Father. And we're going to show you eight different portals, okay? Eight different portals that you can intentionally enter in. And so a portal, let me give you a definition. A portal is a doorway, a gateway. It is an access point or an entry point, hear me, to another realm, another world, another dimension, or another reality. I'm going to say it again, okay? A portal is a doorway, a gateway, a point of entry or access to another realm, another dimension, another world, or another reality. And so we're going to talk about eight portals in this series. Okay, we're going to talk about one every Sunday. Then we're going to do a rundown so you can have a understanding how to go in and out. Okay, now when we're talking about portals, I don't want you to confide those portals to a room. Okay, I don't want you to confide them to a room. All right, so these portals are bigger than Atlanta. Okay, these dimensions in the spirit are bigger than countries. All right. But more importantly, these portals are portals to your consciousness and to your identity. So we're opening up the portals of your soul so that you can invite the Father in, so you can know who you are, so you can travel in the Spirit. Okay, the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I told you the hindrance of the church, we're not fighting demons. Okay. Y'all with me? I know y'all want to fight some spirits. I know y'all want to fight some demons. Y'all want to be battle axes. Y'all want to be prayer war. Y'all want to go and fight demons. You want to pray again? No, Jesus didn't fight demons. Demons bowed before him. They said, we know who you are. You are the Holy One sent from God. They recognize his identity. So what Satan tries to do is prevent us from recognizing our identity. Okay, when you know who you are, they flee, they run. Okay, in the wilderness, Satan told Jesus to if you will worship me, I'll give you all this. He said, look, you're going to worship my Father and him only. He said, you're going to do everything my Father said. He said, man don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of his mouth. But look what he attacked him at. He said, if you be a son of God. He didn't say if you be a preacher, prophet, evangelist, teacher. He didn't say that. He said, if you be a son of God. So that's where Satan attacks you at your identity. He does not want you to know who you are in Christ. That's his fear. That's his greatest fear, that you know who you are. And if you don't know who you are in Christ, you can't enter into these portals. You can't enter into the dimensions because they're only for sons. I'm going to say that again. They're only for sons. When I say sons, I'm talking about daughters too. Y'all women looked at me crazy. It's only for sons and daughters. Let me make it. It's only for the family. Here we go. It's only for the family. Come on now. Help me. It's only for the family. It's not for church members. It's not for churchgoers. It's for the family. Okay? And so those portals are to our consciousness and to our identity. And I'll explain more of that as we go on. But the other part I want you to understand is that these portals are to who? To the Father. Okay? I need you to understand that. I might say something that rub your religion the wrong way. Come ask me, okay? If I do. I'm going to say some things that's going to rub your religion the wrong way. All right? The portals are not to the Holy Spirit. The portals are not to Jesus. Okay? Jesus, oh, let me teach. So the portals is to the Father because Jesus reconciled us to him. Okay, Jesus reconciled us to the Father. We have been reconciled to the Father to communicate with him. Y'all want some proof? 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Timothy 2:5. It reads, it says, for there is one God. Okay, there is one God. Say one God. There is one God and one mediator. That's two. I'm sorry. Let me stop being messy. Okay. There is one God and one mediator between God and men. There is only one God, our Father. And there is one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. So Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ is a mediator between us and the Father. All right. What does a mediator do? Okay. Me and Serena been arguing all week long, all month long. We won't talk to each other. We needed a mediator. Okay. When the mediator comes in, what is the mediator trying to do? Get me and her to talk. Amen. The mediator is trying to get me and Serena to talk. He's not trying to vie for us to talk to him. So what the mediator does is it settles the conflict so that you can talk to the other party. Amen. So Jesus is a mediator. Jesus, he didn't come and die on the cross so we could have conversations with him. He came to open up the portals and give us access to our Father. Amen. I got more proof. 1 Corinthians 8:6. This one right here is going to slap the religion out you. Okay, it says, yet for us, there is only one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for him. We exist for him. Who do you exist for? For the Father. You don't exist for Jesus. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through him we live. So we live through him, but we live for our Father. That's why he calls us children. Verse 7 says, I'm going to read part of this. However, not all people have this knowledge. That's all you need to hear. That's all you need to know. Not all people have this knowledge. Okay? That's all you need to hear about that scripture. So when Jesus told us to pray, he said, pray in this manner, our Father who art in heaven. He told us who to pray to. He told us who to pray to. He said, our Father who art in another realm, another world. Okay? In another dimension. Then he said, pray to your Father who is in secret. And he said, the Father who sees you in secret, he will reward you. So he said, pray to your Father who is in secret. He said, your Father will see you. I'm not even looking at you. And he said, your Father will reward you. I'm not going to reward you. That's the conversation, ain't it? Then he said, the Father knows what you need before you ask him. He was talking to us. This is a son talking. He said, the Father knows what you, I don't know what you need. I don't know what you need. He said, the Father knows what you need before you ask. You know, black people, we say ask. We didn't kill so many people. We didn't chop them in half. Okay. He said, before you ask him. He just don't ask me for nothing. Don't ask me. Don't ask Jesus. Jesus said, ask him. He said, you ask in my name. But you ask him. The Father knows what you need before you ask him. What is he doing? He's initiate a conversation. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. The church still talk to Jesus. Lord, we don't know what to do. He said, well, it's in the word. Then Jesus said, the true worshipers, he said, will worship the Father. He didn't say they will worship God. He didn't say they will worship the Holy Spirit. He didn't say they will worship angels. He didn't say they will worship him. He said, the true worshipers will worship the Father. Covenant. Relationship. The true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. He said this. He said, for the Father seeks such. I'm not seeking worshipers. He didn't say he was seeking worshipers. He said the Father was seeking worshipers. He said the Father is looking for worshipers. The Father, he's seeking worshipers. Jesus said, I'm not seeking worshipers. I came to reconcile you. He said, this is eternal life, that you know him and you know he sent me. So the portals are opening to the Father because you are his child. And in order for you to grow, you got to talk to your father, not your brother. Okay, y'all don't want to do this. Y'all don't want to do this, do y'all? Y'all ready to go home? So Jesus emphatically mediated the communication to the Father, so all portals are open to him, to Abba. Say Abba. Ephesians 2:18. More proof. It says, for through him, who is him? Christ. For through him, we both have access in one spirit to who? To the Father. So he said, through Jesus, we all have access by one spirit to the Father. Now, this is the whole Godhead. Through Jesus, we have access by one spirit, the Holy Spirit, to the Father. So the Holy Spirit is access to the Father. I'm going too fast. So access to the Father is what? A portal. Well, we just told you what a portal is. It's an access point. It's an entry point into a realm. Our Father who is what? In heaven. So he gave us access to the Father by one spirit, the Holy Spirit. This is why Jesus said that I will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. The baptism is an immersion of you in the Spirit. So while you're in the Spirit, in his presence, you can hear your Father. So we pray into the Spirit, or we pray into the spirit realm so that we can pray and speak and talk from that realm. Why? Because we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Far above every ruler, every authority, every principality, all spiritual wickedness. The Bible said he made us alive, born again. Then he raised us up and he seated us with Christ Jesus. He said we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. He wants to let you know you got the same access to me than Jesus has. You got the same access. You're seated. Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father, right? He said, I seated you right there with him. I seated you right there with him. So you don't have to go through nobody to talk to me. You can go directly to the throne. Ephesians 6:18. It reads, it says, praying at all times in the spirit. Praying at all times in the spirit with every prayer and request. Stay alert with all perseverance and intercession for all the saints. So when we pray in tongues, we are praying into the spirit. So when you begin to activate your tongue, you need to know this, because sometimes you activate your tongue, but your mind is fruitless. There's no meditation point. You don't know where you're seated. So you're just praying in tongues, but you have no idea that you're seated in heavenly places. So once you begin to operate in your tongue, you're going for a journey in the spirit. We're praying into the spirit. This is why most people don't spend time praying in tongues. They think it's just nothing. You think we just rakata masi. No. That's a journey. We're going into the spirit. Give you some proof. 1 Corinthians 14:2. We're talking about praying in tongues. It says, for the person who speaks in a tongue is not speaking to people, but to God. So when you pray in tongues, you're not talking to nobody in this room. You're talking to somebody in another dimension. You're speaking to your Father in eternity. This is Paul. Paul said, I pray in tongues more than all y'all. What is he saying? I communicate with heaven more than all y'all. I talk to the Father more than all y'all. He says, for the person who speaks in a tongue is not speaking to people but to God. Since no one understands him, he speaks mysteries in the spirit. So when we pray in tongues, we're praying to our fathers and we're speaking mysteries. We don't even know what we're saying. We have no idea what we're saying. Romans 8:26. It says, in the same way, the spirit also helps us in our weakness. Because we do not know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us in an inexpressible groaning. So the deeper we pray in the Spirit, the more we pray in the Spirit, it can convert to groans. Okay? And while we're praying in the Spirit, you have no idea what you're doing. You're connecting the dots to your destiny. You're pulling things out of the Spirit. You're praying for your children. You're praying for your family. You're praying for things that need to be prayed for, but you have no idea that they need to be prayed for. You don't know what's going on in your child's life, but when you pray in tongues, you have no idea what's going on in your marriage. You have no idea what's going on in your household, in your business. But when you start to pray in tongues, you start to pray mysteries. You start to connect the dots, and the spirit realm starts to move on your behalf. But if you don't know it, you do it. You won't do it. If you're ignorant of it, if you're in the darkness, you won't do it. You would think it's a waste of time. Not understanding that behind that tongue, you're constructing your whole destiny. You're unlocking your destiny. Not only your destiny, but the destiny of your family, the destiny of your children. Come on, you calling forth your spouse. Who need a spouse? Let me stop messing with y'all in here. Let me stop messing with y'all in here. They start praying in tongues right there. Kisa katai, si kanto, roki kete, si ai, nakatai. Send them, Abba. Send her, Abba, katai. Whoa. Start groaning and everything. Say, this mystery's coming out, ain't they? Jude 1:20. But what I want to say about that too is that your destiny is connected to more. It's not just your destiny. Your destiny is connected to your bloodline, to your family, to the city you live in, to the church that you are part of, to the state that you live in. Okay, your destiny, you're there because your destiny is connected with that thing. And so you are liable to pray for it. This is why he said that we're supposed to rule the earth. Nothing moves unless the children of God do it. You know why ain't nothing happening in your city? You ain't praying. You know why ain't nothing happening in your family? You're not praying. I told my kids, I said, y'all in trouble. Y'all can't go left. It's impossible. We pray too much. So you do one thing wrong, okay? Alana did something that was extremely, it wasn't even wrong, okay? She went in our room and got an oatmeal mask for her face. And God gave my wife a whole dream. Show her going into the room, getting the oatmeal mask. So it wasn't wrong. It wasn't a sin. It wasn't nothing she doing. He just wanted her to let Alana know. We showed him everything. When you pray in tongues, you see everything. I tell my children, go ahead, you do the wrong thing. Watch, it's going to come back just like that. As soon as you try to do it, it's going to hit you right back in the head. It's like a boomerang. As soon as you throw it out there, it comes right back. Why? Because you got praying parents that's raising you right. So you ain't got to look. With your spouse, with your kids, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues and watch them get elbowed in the head. Like, I don't know why ain't nothing working, because somebody praying. Because the Father predestined you to do a thing. And when we pray, when you pray, it unlocks that thing. It draws them back. You don't want to be my friend. I'm telling you, I'm praying for you. You go left, it ain't going to work. Jude 1:20. It says, but you, dear friends, as you build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So you build yourself up. You make yourself sensitive to the Spirit. You make yourself strong in the Spirit by praying into the Spirit, into the Holy Spirit. When you pray into the Holy Spirit, you're running to the Spirit of adoption. Okay, you're running to the Spirit of the Lord. You're running to the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of revelation, the Spirit of might. You're running to the Spirit of grace. But when you pray at the Holy Spirit, you run into nothing. It works a certain way. Amen? So we pray into the Holy Spirit to build ourselves up. Watch this. So we can do his will. So we can do his will. He's not strengthening you for your will. He's strengthening you for his will. He predestined you. He called you. He chose you. He said, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. I ordained you to do a certain thing. And you're going to do it, or you're going to be like Jonah. Amen. Acts 1:5. It says, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So John baptized with water, but Jesus came to baptize us in the Holy Spirit and in fire. So he did this so that we could enter the presence of our Father. So we pray from the natural realm into the spirit realm, into these 8 portals. Now, what are portals? They're gateways. They're doorways. They're access points. They're entry points into dimensions, into realms, into worlds, into ages, into realities. I had no idea what I was called to do. Then I prayed in tongues. And then he captured your heart. The next thing you know, you can't move from the position. No matter what's going on, you can't even move. You can't stop. You look at all the stuff that Paul went through. He couldn't quit. How you going to get stoned? They drag you outside the city gates and you get up and go back in and start preaching. Because he prayed in tongues more than everybody. Ain't that a good time to take a day off? You just got stoned. And take me to the hospital. Your brother got back up and went back in the city, started preaching. He prayed into dimensions and he saw who he was. And the deeper you pray into it, it constantly speaks to you. So we pray, we're going to talk about the 8 portals over the span of the next couple months, but I want to list them so you guys can write them down. The 8 portals. The first portal, you got it up there? Is it up there? All of them? Okay, just the one? Okay, no problem. So you can write them down. So the first portal is the gate. Okay? Our gates. The second portal are courtyards. Okay, we're going to talk about all of these individually over the next 9 weeks. The third one is the household. The fourth one is the secret place. Am I going too fast? Y'all good? The fifth one is a combination. It's under his wing and in his shadow. Under his wing and in his shadow. Okay, these are all portals that we can pray into. The next one is a combination too, the holy place and the tabernacle. The holy place and the tabernacle. The seventh one is the Holy of Holies. And the eighth one is the throne of grace. The throne of grace. Now, I list these in an order, okay, because you pray into the gates to get into the courtyard. All right? We're going to do this rundown. You pray into the gates to get into the courtyard. Okay? From the courtyard, you go into the household. All right? From the household, you enter to the secret place. Y'all with me? I promise you it's about to be another level. Your prayer life is about to go to a whole nother level. Okay? So from the household, you enter into the secret place. From the secret place, you go under his wing and you come in his shadow. Okay? The Bible says if you dwell in the secret place, you will abide in the shadow. From there, you go to the holy place or the tabernacle. I'm explaining all this to you so that you, when you go into prayer, you're going to be able to go from, eventually you're better to go right to the Holy of Holies. Okay? It's the reason why Jesus said, pray in this manner, our Father who art in heaven. Then the next thing he said, your name be holy. He wanted you to have a conversation with the Father, learn how to minister to the Father, but then he wanted you to be able to go right to the Holy of Holies because that's where we do our priesthood at. And then the last one is the throne of grace. And this is where we do our legality at. The last one is the throne of grace. And so you'll pray into the gates, into the courts, into the household, but the household is where we live. Okay, once I have lived and established myself in a household, now I can enter into the secret place. But I won't enter into the secret place until I first reside in his house. From the secret place, I come under his shadow. I go in his wing, meaning I'm close to him now. The secret place brings me closer to him. From the secret place, I can go into the holy place. I can go into the tabernacle. From there, I can go into the Holy of Holies, and I can approach his throne of grace. So the first one, two, three, four, five, first four or five is about you ministering. It can actually be summed up in him saying, our Father. Okay, the first four or five. And so now there could be more portals. I'm just covering eight. Amen. Now the culmination of these portals will bring you to rest. They will bring you to rest. All right. But these portals are how you enter in and you journey and you travel through. All right. Now we pray into the spirit. To pray from the spirit. So we pray into these portals. And here are some examples of portals. A school is a portal. Amen. There's some things you will not get if you don't go in the classroom. If you don't go to school, there's some things you just will never get. But as you enter into a school, there's several different classes. So you come into the school, but then you can go into the principal's office. Okay. All right. You can go to math class. You can go to science. You can go to PE. You can go to wood shop. Okay, you come into the portal that is a school, but there are other dimensions in which you can go into. Y'all with me? The same thing for a website. A website is a portal. It gets you all the time, don't it? Stay off Sheen. As soon as you hit that portal, your money coming. Your money gone. Money gone. Apps are portals. That's what you think social media is doing. They draw you into that portal. Then they give you all the information they want you to have. You spend no time in the portal of the Father house, but you spend all the time on social media. So when you come to situations and circumstances, you wonder why your mind can't grasp and get you through that, because you spend more time in social media and you can hear them over your Father's voice. Podcasts are portals. Okay? You want to listen to the right ones, not the wrong ones. They're portals. Okay? You enter into the podcast, you listen to the podcast, it gives you information. If you go into our podcast and you listen to our podcast, I guarantee you it changed your mind. I guarantee you it changed your heart. I guarantee you it changed your entire life. Why? Because it's a portal to the Father, to his voice. This is an apostolic ministry. What is the apostolic? The apostolic is us ministering the voice of the Father. The reason why you go to a lot of churches and you don't hear stuff that you may hear here is because this is an apostolic ministry. I am an apostle. Okay? The Bible says that God appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. You got to go through all three of those. Most churches only have a pastor. And so if you only have a pastor, you're missing out on an apostolic. You don't hear the voice of God. That's why everything is about Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and hell. Okay, if it's an evangelist, everything is about deliverance. You need to get a demon out. Let's get another 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 demon out. Every time you're going through something, it's a demon. The Bible, the Father didn't say, the Father said Christ in you is the hope of glory, not demons out of you. Demons out of you is not the hope of glory. It's Christ in you. Christ is the most powerful spirit on this planet. It's the spirit in which he created all things through. Okay, we don't have to fight. We get more of Christ. We get more of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Okay, conform to the image of my son. When you conform to the image of his son, demons will see you like they saw him. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? You're not conformed. You didn't see Jesus arguing with demons. He just said, come out. That's all he said. Come out. And then after it came out, he said, don't talk. He said he prevented the demon from telling him who he was. He said, don't shut up. Don't tell, even tell him who I am. Demon said, have you come to crucify us before our time? There was no struggle. He wasn't saying, in the name of Jesus, throwing water. We done went through 12 boxes of napkins. We now in the paper towels. All because what? We don't know our identity. We're trying to fight demons like, no, you're no match for a demon. Okay? It's invisible. It's been here for eons. Okay? This is why he said, have the mind of Christ. Know who you are. When you know who you are, the Bible says the devil know I'm in trouble. He know he in trouble. So another portal is the church. Matthew 16 and 18. Jesus said, he said, and I also say to you that you are Peter. And upon this rock, I will build my what? I'm going to build my church. Not, you are not the church. He's not trying to build you. Oh, this ain't going to go well. He's not interested in just your life. All of us as a family of God, the church is the body of Christ. It is the family of God. He's trying to build a family. He's not interested in your personal life, your personal agenda, your personal success. He's not interested in it. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all that stuff will be added to you. The family of God is the church. He said, I will build my church. I will build the family of God. I will build the body of Christ. And he says, once I have done that, he said, the gates of hell will not overpower it. The gates will not overpower the church. They will overpower you by yourself. They will overpower you by yourself. Keep missing church. They're going to overpower you. They're going to overtake you. They're going to dominate you. Why? Because you were not meant to handle this assignment by yourself. You were meant to be a part of a family. God is not coming back for you. God is coming back for a church. God is not coming for you. He's coming for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He ain't coming for you. He's coming for a church. Amen. He's not coming for you. Am I going to go into heaven or I'm going to hell? Are you a part of the church? That's all you need to know. Are you a part of the family of God? You want to know if you're going to heaven or hell? Are you a part of the church? Okay? If you're not a part of the church, you are going to hell. Amen? If you are not part of the church, you are going to hell. Because he's only coming back for the church. He said, I will build my church. And he said, the gates, that's what we're talking about today. The gates of hell will not overpower it. What are gates? Portals. If you're not a part of the church, you will wander through them gates. You're going to wander through those gates. Why? Because one, you're not informed. You don't even know it's a gate. That's why he calls sin trespass. Because he pulls you out of that gate. He pulls you out of that realm. He pulls you out of that world. And sin is trespass because you wandered back. What is a breakthrough? When I'm in the wrong gate and I got to get back. So now I got to break through. I got to not bust out the gate and come into the... That's what a breakthrough is. A breakthrough is you being stuck in the wrong portal. You're stuck in... You watch the wrong stuff. You listen to the wrong stuff. So it's hard to hear his voice. What do you have to do? Pray in the spirit. As you pray in the spirit, you're going to bust through. You're going to leave the gates of hell and you're going to come into the gates of heaven, because that's what the church is. The church is the gates to heaven. Our whole purpose of coming to church is to open up that gate for you so you can come on in. So you can get your life. Verse 19 says, watch this. He says, this is my proof. He says, and I will give you the keys. What we need keys for? What you use keys for? Say access. Access, right? That's why you need keys. I will give you the keys. I'm going to give you the keys. I'm going to give you the keys. I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to give you access to the kingdom of heaven, so that whatever you bind on earth, come on, whatever you bind, I ain't binding nothing. Whatever you bind, I ain't binding nothing. It'll stay on you. It'll stay in your household. It'll stay in your mind. You'll stay confused. You'll stay confounded until you bind it. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. We're going to agree with you. What do you want? Whatever you loose on earth, I gave you the keys. I gave you access to the kingdom of God. Access to your Father through one spirit. Whatever you bind, what are you binding? Whatever you loose, my marriage is going to be full of love. Amen. My marriage is going to be full of love. So what? I bind everything that is not love. My children will succeed. I bind up everything that will prevent them. I told you the story about my son. We was praying. Look, I said, don't stop hanging with him. Stop hanging with him. Stop hanging with him. Stop hanging with him. He got a dream about, and God, what thing God told him in the dream? Stop hanging with him. Then the boy ended up getting shot, flatlined 3 times. Now he in jail for murder. What grakatai mi seketi soko nakai mi sekete rosa makai? Didn't even know I was binding kiakai masakati kote sekete. Some of y'all better leave this church the way we pray. It ain't gonna work. I promise you. Kosabai mi ekeri kanto okase ni ekerakai nasando kosi. It ain't gonna work. You're a part of the family. We bind that up. We praying in tongues for 5-10 hours a day. You trying to go left. It ain't going to work. You have to go to a Baptist church where all they got is the welling board. Oh, come. Come, Jesus. Come, Jesus. He won't be back until the rapture. The Bible said the spirit and the bride say, come. We ain't saying that. Neither is the spirit. Access to the Father. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Let me fly. It says, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide. Come on, enter through the narrow gate. Enter through the narrow gate. You just can't come through this gate any type of way. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. So there are other gates. But he says, enter this gate, the one that gives you access to your Father. He said, for wide is the gate and the way, is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. The world is a gate. That's why he said, if you are a friend of the world, you my enemy. Why? Because you'd rather come through those gates than come through mine. In order to come through my gates, it got to be holiness. It got to be purity. It has to be oneness, okay? You got to be willing to submit to what I said to do. Those other gates, you don't have to do what I say. And they lead to destruction. You want it your way? Go ahead. Do it your way. I promise you, after that storm and that whale breath, you're going to be crying out, Abba! He says, for the gate is narrow and the way is constricted that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Don't they go with the scripture that not all had this knowledge? Okay. John 10 and 9. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the door. I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. So Jesus said, I am a gate. I am a gate. I am a door to the Father. You can enter through me and you can be saved. And you can go in and out and find pasture. Pasture is places that you can eat from. That's why I say there's plenty portals that you can go into. The first one just is the gate. The first one is the gate. So Jesus let us know I'm the gate. What is religion? Religion is when we get stuck at the gate. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we just thank you for saving us. Oh, we just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Jesus. You go to the gate. Please go to the gate. Go to the gate and talk to your Father. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. We're going through him. We're going through Jesus. What he did, we appreciate it. We love it. But every service can't be talking about that. Every service, we can't be talking about the cross. We got to get to a place where we go through the gate and we function as sons. For everybody he foreknew, he predestined to conform to the image of his son so that his son will be the firstborn of many. The creation is growing and waiting for the manifestation of sons and daughters. As many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons. But you got to go through the gate. You got to go through the door to get to it. So the gates and the courtyards are portals into the household of God. Y'all get that? The gates and the courtyards are portals into the household of God. He said, do good to all men, but especially the household of faith. So the gates and the courtyards are portals into the household of God. When we are born again, this places us in the household. But praying into the Spirit and going through these two portals teach us how to minister to the Father and how to reside in his household. So as we go through the gates and we go through the portals to land in his household, what we are learning is how to minister to him. How to minister to him, how to talk to him. Okay, and we're not talking to him because he don't know. We're talking to him to strengthen our soul so he can make sure we know. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. If you don't think you a son, if you don't think you powerful, if you don't think you have authority, if you don't think you rule, if you don't think you reign, then you won't. So we got to go through the gates, through the courtyards to get to his household. Once we are in his household, we reside there, we live there, we speak from there. Psalms 100, verse 4. It's the meat of it right here. Y'all want to read that? Come on. So David was praying and he hit a gate. And then he kept praying and then he hit a courtyard. Okay? He understood how kingdom works. So the first portal that we're talking about today is the gate. All right? He says, enter his gate how? With thanksgiving. So what does that teach us? That thanksgiving opens that gate. Thanksgiving opens that portal. Okay? You want to close it? Keep complaining. Keep complaining. The word is a double-edged sword. So if he says that the thanksgiving opens the gate, then the opposite of that is complaining, murmuring. That's why he tell you, no murmur, don't complain. Because it closes the portal. It closes the portal. Okay? And the more we give thanks to our Father, it opens up the portal. Eventually, what we want to do is cultivate a heart for this so we don't even have to say it. We don't have to say thanksgiving because we are this thankful. And there's a difference between giving thanks and thanksgiving. Okay? When I give thanks, I'm literally speaking, thank you. Thank you, Father, for who you are, for what you've done. Thank you for strength, for power, for authority, for revelation. Thank you, Father, for your love, for your grace, for your peace. But thanksgiving is, I know that. So my heart is already postured there. My heart is postured there. When my heart is postured there, I now live there. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Psalms 118, 19 and 20. Well, hold on. Let me go back. I'm sorry. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. So this is how you start your prayer off, by doing what? Giving thanks. Giving thanks. Showing gratitude. Showing appreciation. Because remember, he is a king. And if you know anything about kingdoms, you don't come before a king complaining. You do not enter the throne and talk to a king complaining about his kingdom. Because his word, whatever comes out his mouth, becomes law. So in the natural, they knew better. They knew not to come before the king complaining, because all the king had to say was, off with your head. And because he, come on, that's what happened to John the Baptist. He told that woman, he said, whatever you want, up to half the kingdom, which is foolish. This is how, you could have half the kingdom. You let your mama talk you into John the Baptist's head. But he said it. He loved John. He said, but because he's a king and he said it, it's now a decree, he has to do it, or his voice weakens in his kingdom. So we enter the presence of our Father by what? Giving thanks. So giving thanks, or thanksgiving, opens the portal and it keeps it open. You being grateful, it keeps it open. You having gratitude, it keeps it open. This is why Satan keeps flooding your mind with everything wrong. He keeps showing you everything is wrong. But the Bible says, walk by faith, not by sight. Don't walk by what you see. Your situation is not what you think it is. You just have not connected with the Father in the right way. You just have not prayed enough. You have not sought him. You have not came to a place where you're walking in your destiny. Your situation isn't bad at all. And when you consider what you could be going through, you better give thanks. So the way that we enter into the portal is by giving thanks, or thanksgiving. It opens a portal and it keeps us in the portal. Amen. So we're going to do some give thanks scriptures, because they all over the Bible. Okay. One of the things I want you to do, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. But if you just go to the book of Psalms, all thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's how the book of Psalms was written. Somebody came before his presence and said, thank you. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And it opened the portal to more. Colossians 1 and 3. It says, we give thanks to God, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Y'all ready? Colossians 4 and 2. What does that say? Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Philippians 4 and 6. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with complaining. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. You praying, you supplicating, but you complaining. So your request denied. Because you complain too much. Everything is a problem. You find fault in everything. You offended by everybody. Everything a problem. Why this ain't working? Why that ain't working? Why this ain't working? Let's talk about what's working. Let's talk about what's working. Let's talk about what's going good. Let's talk about what he has given. Let's talk about what he has done. Let's talk about what he's doing. Let's talk about what we was and what we are now. Okay, you see his spirit. You feel the spirit? You feel the spirit? This is what depression, this is what happened in depression. You sit. You just sit. Ain't nothing working. If you just open your mouth, thank you, Baba. This is how people stay depressed. You just open your mind, which is a portal, and you just let Satan fill you with what's not working, what's not working, what's not working, what's not working, what your husband not doing, what your wife not doing, what your kids not doing. What are your kids doing right? What is your husband doing right? What is your wife doing right? If you would just take time, step back and say, thank you for him. And then you make a matter of fact, that's married couple. That's it. Go make a list of everything you thankful for your spouse for. And I want you to read it off to them daily. I thank you for I thank you. Come on. You want me to do it? You better. You know me. We were running the car yesterday. I ran it down on her. I ran it down on her. To her pinky toe. You feel me? I'm thankful. She could be somebody else's. Come on. You better give thanks. Stop letting Satan trick you into 90% of your marriage good. The 10%, you keep bringing it up. That 10, that 20% is for your prayer life. Give thanks for the 80. Give thanks for the 80. Your kid's not that bad. Thank God for them. Somebody trying to have them right now and can't. Somebody barren looking for kids and you complaining about yours. I don't know what's going wrong. You don't? Really? Where we at? Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause what? Thanksgiving. Everything is for your sake. Everything is for your sake. Everything is here. All things work together. All things work together. Everything is for your sake. Everything is maturing you. It says that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. It takes me into his presence automatically. I just run it off. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. What it shifts my mindset. I forget about the problems. I forget about everything that's going wrong. Everything that should be like this. Maybe it ain't time. Come on. You know how y'all used to make excuses for people that y'all probably shouldn't have been? Okay. She gonna change. If I just keep on, he gonna change. Come on. Why you can't do that with your situation? Come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like y'all don't know. I know y'all. I know my people. First Thessalonians 5:18. This one goes. What that say? Huh? And what? Some things. Some things. Everything. Thank him for your problems. That's how you get answers. Thank him for everything. In everything. Oh, we're going to kill some complaining in this church. Oh, we're going to be stronger. Hallelujah. Apostle ain't dead. You better thank God for apostle. We went the last month without AC. Thank God we got a church. Thank God we got a place to worship. Thank God we got a place to gather as a family. Thank him. Yeah, some heat, some issues. Yes, we'll be back. Be better days. But right now, just give thanks. And what? Everything. For this is the will of God. You won't know what the will of God is. If you don't know what the will of God is that you give thanks in everything. So, this is one of my favorite scriptures, and this is going to be your homework. Okay? First Colossians, write this down. It's your homework. Okay? You're going to take this into the spirit, and you're going to spend time right here. All right? And then, as I do this, I'm going to show you how to extract conversation from scriptures to take into prayer. Okay? It says, give thanks to the Father. Okay? Give thanks to the Father. It's in here too much, y'all. The Bible said God is at work in us to do his will and his good pleasure. So it says, do all things without murmuring and complaining. So you see the correlation? Give thanks in everything. Do all things without murmuring and complaining. Give thanks for everything. Do all things without murmuring and complaining. So well, you know what that means? You ain't got permission. You don't have permission to complain. Don't nobody want to hear it. You know the old times used to say, how's life going? I can't complain, and ain't nobody going to listen anyway. Yeah. They knew it, okay? Give thanks to the Father. Watch this. Who has what? Qualified us to be what? Partakers of an inheritance of the saints in light. Y'all ready? Next scripture, verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his son, of his love. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Now, this is Paul teaching the Colossian church. Go back to 12. He said, give thanks to the Father. So that right there is a part where you can just take into the spirit. Thank you, Father. Just that. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Father. And the deeper you get into your relationship with him, it becomes an echo of love. Okay, you can say Abba. And 15 minutes later, you say it again. But there's so much love there echoing in your heart because you've been through so many situations and circumstances, and you can't forget all the stuff he done for you. If you want to do a search and a study, go back into the Old Testament, and I want you to research one word, remember. So you can see how many times God had to come to the children of Israel. He had to come to them and say, remember. Remember when you was in Egypt? Remember when you was at the Red Sea? Remember when you was in Babylon? Remember when you didn't have? Remember that? Remember when I pulled you out? Remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Why is he doing it? Because they forgot. And forgetting, they started complaining. And the more you complain, you get a hardened heart, which means now his voice can't penetrate. It can't permeate. Now you need heart surgery. Now you need deliverance. This is what deliverance is for, to change the posture of your heart, to get it so that you can absorb his love. When he say, I love you, oh my God, it should be an echo of love. I've been knowing my wife since she was 18. Okay, when I tell her I love her, it goes all the way back there. She has visuals in her mind from 18 to 45 of love. So when I say I love her, they're like I just met her yesterday. So when you say, thank you, Father, you ain't got to keep, thank you, Father, thank you. If you want to do that, do that, okay? But that's just a point right there in the spirit. You just, thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. Father, I give you thanks, Father. And then you can rattle down all the things you're thankful for. You can make a list, okay? You probably have 5 books. You want to write a book? Write a book on everything you're thankful for. That should be something we do as a church. So he says, give thanks to the Father who has qualified us. There's another point. Father, I thank you that you have qualified me. I thank you that you have qualified us. The fact that I know that you have qualified me means that nobody can disqualify me. Nobody can unqualify me. I'm thankful, Father, that you have qualified me. You qualified me. Now my soul understands that I'm qualified. So no matter what nobody say, I know what I know. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. So give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of an inheritance. So thank you, Father, that I can partake in an inheritance. Thank you, Father, that I have an inheritance. Thank you, Father, that I am an heir of God and I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I thank you for my inheritance of wisdom. I thank you for my inheritance of strength, of riches, of power, of glory. I thank you, Father, for my inheritance. Then he said, partaker of the inheritance of the saints. You know what a saint is? That's somebody that he elected. He chose you. So now you so, Father, I thank you that I am a saint. I thank you that you chose me. Come on. As a man thinketh in his heart, I thank you that you call me. And he said that the partakers of inheritance of the saints in light. So I thank you, Father, that I'm not in darkness. I thank you that I have divine truth, that I hear your voice, that I understand you, that you are filling me with wisdom. You are filling me with love. You are filling me with power. You are filling me with grace. Father, I thank you. Abba, I thank you. I thank you, Father. Let's go to the next scripture, verse 13. Uh-oh, he has delivered us. Who need deliverance? Because he already did it. Okay, all right. Well, you're right. You're right. That's a black person. But ain't. So he's all, thank you, Father, that you have delivered me. Thank you, Father, that I am delivered. I'm not looking for deliverance. The Bible said he has. That's past tense. I thank you for the deliverance. Deliverance breaks down into three parts. First, he pulls you out. Then he brings you to safety. Then he preserves you. I thank you, Father, that you are my protector. You are my shield. You are my buckler, Father. I thank you that I can put my trust in you, Father. I thank you, Father, that you have brought me out of darkness, out of Egypt, out of the orphanage. What has he brought you out of? Give thanks for that. He said, give thanks that he has delivered you from the power of darkness, the domain of darkness. You were stuck in the kingdom of darkness. You were stuck in your family. You were stuck in situations. You were stuck in circumstances, and he delivered you out. Thank him for that. Thank him for that. He says, and then he conveyed us into the kingdom. You know, that's the adoption. He translated us. You didn't go by yourself. You didn't just leave the power of darkness. I know you think the Bible says you didn't choose him. He chose you. You is elect. You is saint. You didn't pull yourself out. He pulled you out of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of his son. He brought you into his household. You better give thanks. Thank you, Father, that you adopted me. Thank you for predestining me for adoption. Thank you for pulling me out of things I didn't even know I was in it. Then, verse 14, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Father, for being my redeemer. Thank you for purchasing me. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for eternal life. Come on, there's two. This is three scriptures. Okay? This is three scriptures. All you got to do is look at your past. Okay? Because anytime you enter into a portal, it goes back to the first commandment. Give him all your mind. If you give him all your mind, you won't complain. If you give him all your mind, if you give him all your soul, if you give him all your heart, you won't complain. You will start to see things from his perspective. And the first portal is thanksgiving. We enter the gate how? By giving thanks. Spend the first 5, 10, 15 minutes. Sometimes, yes, you know what, Sierra? All today just going to be giving him thanks. I'm just going to all day just thank you. I ain't got to go deep in it. All day, thank you, Abba. Thank you, Father. I ain't got to add nothing to it. Just thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Situation, circumstance going. That's why you need to know it's a portal and it's not a room, because sometimes you think you need to get to yourself and then thank him. No. Right there in the problem. Right there in the argument. Uh-oh. Right there in the situation. Come on. Right there in the circumstance. You ain't got nothing. You don't know how it's going to happen. Thank you, Father. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and he said, I thank you, Father, that you hear me. He said, I know you do it, but they needed to see. One woman came and said, she said, I thank Mary for the breast I thank Mary for the breast that nursed Jesus. That's a scripture in the Bible. So I want you to utilize that, okay? I want you to take this in your private time. As we pray on a prayer call, I want you to start with thanksgiving. Start by giving thanks, okay? When your mind is wandering and you about to go off into the deep end, y'all know what I'm talking about, okay? I can't take it no more. Yeah, you can. He will never put more on you than you can bear. If you're going through it, you're strong enough for it. I don't care what it is. If you're going through it, you're strong enough for it. Okay? What you have to learn how to do is go through things so you can come out with a ministry. Did I say that? Did I just say that? You got to learn how to go through stuff so you can come out with a ministry. You still mad at your parents for things that they did or things that they did not do. You convert that to a ministry and help selfish kids. You got a ministry. So to summarize this, the initial point of access into the presence of our Father is Thanksgiving. Okay? The gate is the initial access point into the presence of our Father. It represents the transition from a chaotic outer world into a kingdom framework. It is the realm of private to public acknowledgement and thanksgiving. This is why Jesus said, what you do in secret, the Father will reward you. You complaining. You can't. You don't want that reward. You murmur. You don't want that reward. You don't see none of his benefits, none of the things that he's doing good for. You don't want that reward. When you go in secret, you want to thank you, Father. Lord of heaven and earth. So it is the realm of private to public acknowledgement and thanksgiving. So the goal is to give all my mind, amen, is to give all my mind, my past mind, my present mind, so I can have a future mind of thanksgiving. I'm going to say that again. You got to give your past mind because that's what's hurting. That's where all the jumble is, okay? Everything that happened in your past. Say Egypt. Say Babylon. The orphanage. So anytime you frustrated about your past, you still stuck in the orphanage. Ooh. You still stuck in the orphanage. They didn't do this for me. How old were you? 12. When you going to become 13? This happened when I was growing up. Yeah, it did happen. If you look at it, okay, if you look at it closely, it's a ministry there. If you look at it close, it's a superpower there, okay? Abandoned by both of my parents, me and my wife. And you know what our superpower is? That nobody's voice is connected to our mind. That is a superpower. Mom, not dad, not aunties, not uncles, we free to do ministry and live our life the way we want to. We're not connected to nobody's mind. At first, it was a hindrance. Why they wasn't there for us? If they had been there for us, we would have been further in life. No, you are lying. It's people who got their parents and they not further. Especially in this world, like the more you have, the less you appreciate it. So the goal is to give him all your mind so you can get the mind of Christ, to give him all your heart so you can have a heart that seeks first the kingdom, so your heart can be postured in his will, and give him all your soul so you can mature in sonship. Because he said, as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the mature children. Mature children don't complain about everything. Mature children take on responsibility and they make things happen for him. Mature children are the one he entrusts with the kingdom. He don't entrust complainers. So what we're trying to do here is make you conscious of those dimensions. And the first way to do it, to enter those gates, is by giving thanks. Now, what to do when I get into this portal? Cultivate explicit gratitude. Amen? Cultivate explicit gratitude. This is where you verbalize thanks for what he has done, shifting your mindset from earthly lack to heavenly abundance. Now, when you pray, you may hear me say on a prayer call, or even here, you may hear me say different prompts. I enter your gates. I enter your gates. Now, those are prompts. Okay, those are prompts for me, for my soul. And then when we're having public prayer, those are prompts for you to know. This is where we're going. We enter in his gates with thanksgiving. We're sitting in his presence. Those are simply prompts. You don't have to say those, but we want to get to a place where we're conscious of that. We're conscious. We know we're entering in that gate. We know it. How? We know it. Because we're giving thanksgiving. We know when we give thanksgiving, a portal opens. Okay, but we may give a prompt. Okay? We enter your presence. We come before your throne. Now, each one of those portals, when you get in there, you do different things. So you may come in through Thanksgiving, then you may go to the throne of grace. Now you commanding stuff to happen. Okay? You may come in through Thanksgiving, but then you go into the Holy of Holies and you bring in your family in there. Father, deal with this. Deal with my generation. Deal with them in this manner. But first, you got to know how to enter in. Amen? You may hear me say, I draw nigh to you. I draw nigh to you. I draw nigh to you. I draw nigh to you, for you are a consuming fire. I draw nigh to you. You said, if I draw nigh unto you, you will draw nigh unto me. What am I doing? Those are prompts. That once my consciousness has had it, then I don't need to say that. But there's nothing wrong with saying it. Okay, so when you hear me saying that in here, y'all hear me? When you hear me saying that in here, okay, we enter in, that means shift your consciousness. Whatever you thought you was thinking about, shift your consciousness and start giving thanks. Whenever we're on a prayer call, okay, and you hear somebody say, we enter in, what does that mean? That you need to shut your mind off and you need to focus on going up, ascending. The Bible says his thoughts and his ways are far from ours. Come on. So we need to go to his. He said his thoughts are far from us, far as heaven is from earth. So we need to leave earth, come on, the natural realm, and we need to get into the spirit realm. We need to go to, we need to give thanks until we think like him. Amen? So the portal opens when we give thanks, appreciation, and gratitude, and it leads to joy. This is why he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Giving thanksgiving leads to joy. It leads to the fruit of the Spirit. It leads to love. Sometimes it's hard to love because you complain. You don't see. You don't see love. All you see is what's going wrong. And a lot of times it's because you just want to get your way. A lot of times it's just uncomfortable for you. Okay? But he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. He said, in his presence, we find the fullness of joy. We got to get in there. How do we get in there? By giving thanksgiving. So thanksgiving leads me to have joy. It leads me to a place of joy. Joy is a heart posture. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Y'all with me? Okay, last one. How to travel deeper. How to travel deeper into the Spirit. Now, what we just told you is what to do when you get in the room. Okay, when you get in there, you give thanks explicitly. Okay, things are going to come and try to interrupt your mind. Situations and circumstances are going to come up. Arguments you may be having, different problems you may be having in your life, it's going to try to stop you from giving thanks. Satan going to get loud. Well, you thanking him, but he ain't doing this. You thanking him for all that, but this ain't happening. It ain't about what's happening. Okay, the Bible said we walk by faith, not by sight. We don't walk by what's happening. We don't walk by what's happening. We walk by what we know that he has predestined us to be and predestined us to have. So how do we travel deeper? We transition from thanking him for what he has done, gates, to praising him for who he is, courts. Okay? So we transition from thanking him for who he is, for what he has done. So when I'm giving thanksgiving, I'm thanking him for what he has done. This is how I enter the gates. But when I enter the courts, I now start to thank him for who he is. This is how you go deeper into prayer. This is how you leave one room and go into the next one. This is how you exit one portal and go into another portal. Okay? First, you start off with what? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. But then, if you want to go deeper, you start praising him for who he is, that he is your father, that he is king eternal, that he is all wise. You know, I hear people say all the time, he all seeing. You ever heard? He all seeing. He all, come on. Y'all, he all seeing. He all knowing. He all wise. Well, why don't you trust him? He all of that, but you don't trust him. We like saying stuff. We love saying stuff. Okay? If he all wise, then why are you depending on your own understanding? If he all knowing, then why not go ask him? If he's everywhere at one time, why you worry about everybody around you? If he everywhere at one time, why you worry about everybody around you? I'm taking requests. Because you really don't believe who you say he is. You say that because it sounds good. I'm saved, sanctified. You don't even know what sanctified means. Full of the Holy. You don't even know what that means. We just say stuff. I know God. Everybody's know God. It's a lot of gods. But do you know him as Abba? Are you in a childlike position in this relationship, in a family? And the last thing I want to say, last two things is, one, pray authoritatively, not emotionally. Now, there's nothing wrong with emotions. I cry all the time in prayer. Okay? But don't let emotions run your prayer. And don't think emotions, watch this, front and center. Don't let emotions think you're in the spirit. Emotions don't mean you're in the spirit. Tears don't mean you're in the spirit. It don't mean you're in the spirit. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with emotion, because when you're talking to your Father, it's heartfelt. Okay? Especially when you start saying, make me holy. Purify me. Wash me, Father. Cleanse me. When you get to that place, you're going to cry. You're going in the Holy of Holies. When we get to that, that's a place suddenly where language, there's no need for language. That's where tear language. All you got is tear language. You can't speak. It's spirit to spirit. Ain't no need to say nothing. By the time you hit that portal, you know who he is. You know your place. You know your position. Now it's spirit to spirit. That's where silence is loud. You ever been in prayer and you just hit a place in prayer and you just get silent and you just hear him loud and clear. So you got to go from emotions and understand that prayer is not about emotions. Cry all you want to. I'm not telling you not to cry. But what I am telling you to do is that when you get done crying, wipe them tears off your face, come back in prayer with authority. Okay? Because now you got to go to the holy place. Now you got to go, come on. Now you got to pray for your family. Now you got to take authority over demons, and demons don't answer to tears. They only answer to authority. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. I forbid this from happening. You don't cry doing that. That's when you need comportment. You need to stand as the king he said you are, the queen, the royalty in which he spoke and told you you are. So you got to go from emotions. Nothing wrong with emotions. Did I say that? I said that, okay? There's nothing wrong with crying. I won't take that away from you because I cry all the time. I am the softest cat in the world. Okay? Don't care. Look, I'm not trying to be tough. I'm trying to be holy. I cry before him. Okay, all the time. But I blow my nose, and now let me deal with darkness. Now let's deal with illness. Let's deal with sickness. Let's deal with who he said we are. Because as we go through the portals, as we talk about what he's done and who he is, by the time you get to the household, it's now about everything he said you are. Once you get to the household and you flowing from the household, this is sonship now. Okay, we know who we are. We know what he's done. But now it's about he said, I am. I am his righteous. I am chosen. I am called. Now you flowing from the household. And then from the household, now you can enter the secret place. You can't enter the secret place till you know who you are. If you don't know who you are in him, you can't come to the secret place. Because the secret place is where you let all your foolishness out. My mouth is too big. I talk too much. I act foolish for no reason. I'm selfish. I don't forgive. I'm self-centered. I always got to get my way. Father, help me. Help me with my mind. Help me with my mouth. Help me with my behavior. Help me with my unforgiveness. Father, I need you to change me. Help! That's where you run down your issues. That's where you run down what's wrong with you. That's why Jesus said, get the log out your... He was talking about in prayer.
Get the log out your eye before you try to correct everybody else's. Go into the secret place. This is what's wrong with me. I got this addiction. I got this problem. I can't stop watching this. I can't stop touching this. I can't stop going here. I need help. This is when the Holy Spirit becomes a comforter. Now you know why you got an advocate. So when you get in that space, you unload. I got problems. I'll be in his presence like, Father, I don't know what I'm doing. Help me be a man. Help me be a father. Help me manage all of this stuff. I don't know what I'm doing. That's what the secret place is for. So like I said, when you come out of that boy, now you in his shadow. Now you under his wing. Why? Because you let all the foolishness go. You ain't trying to hide your little orphan issues. Now you close to him. Now you can talk to the world. Now you can speak to nations. We try to speak to nations with no thanksgiving. I'm about to close. So we pray into the Spirit, okay? So that we can pray from the Spirit, speak from the Spirit, teach from the Spirit. So that we can prophesy from the Spirit. But we got to go through these 8 portals. Amen. If we weren't on time constraint, we would go in right now. I'm just letting you know. We will have, by the next hour, we just be sitting here giving thanks. But we ain't got a home building. So thank you, Father, for our new building. Thank you, Father. Come on, we want a place where we can just thank you all day. We're going to have a 24-hour, Father, we promise you, you give us a building, we'll have a 24-hour thank you session. Come on, we just come in there, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every issue, Father. Thank you for every circumstance, Father. Thank you for might. Thank you for glory. Thank you for love, Father. Thank you for strengthening me, Father. Thank you for pulling me away from them people. We can go all day when you think about the stuff that he's done, but that's a portal. And once your heart is postured there, you just walk in it. You feel me, mama? Once your heart is postured there, Sandy, you just walk in it. You ain't got to say thank you. Your heart is postured for thank you. All you see is what he's doing good. Kisabakai. Oh, those, you pray in tongues, you just think about his goodness. You are great, Father. You are Abba. You are Abba. You are my source, my sustainer, my provider. Father, I exist for you. I exist for you. Oh, you call me. Oh, you call me. You call me. You call me. You call me. You chose me. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Father. Miyakai, thank you, Abba. Rosimeke, thank you, Abba. Nakai, thank you. Thank you, Abba. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father. Oh, I thank you, Abba. Oh, Father, I thank you, Father. Oh, Akanisi, I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. You just got to walk around your house for 15, 20 minutes a day. Kisai, thank you, Abba. Rosa Bababakai, thank you, Abba. Nieke Nakai, Oriesi Kende, thank you. You do that till your consciousness shift. You can't remember no problems. Okay? Now problems become lessons learned. Now it become ammunition. Yeah, I went through that. Now I can minister there. Yeah, they hurt me, but watch me use that to pull people out of hurt. Yeah, I messed up all the money. Come on. Thank you, Father. Give it back to me this time. Teach me how to steward so I can teach. I messed up this first half. Teach me so the back half I can use it minister. He ain't called Moses till he was 80. Moses had a lot to minister. He killed a man, buried him in the sand. We don't even know who Moses' daddy was. We know his mother, Jochebed. We don't know his man. He chose an orphan to pull him out of Egypt. Why? He familiar with it. Had I not been adopted, this wouldn't have, this don't work. It don't make sense to me. But I was an orphan. So I know when he say, I will not leave you orphans, I know what that means. You're not just coming for the person. You coming for the mindset. You coming for the mentality. You changing everything. Take what you going through, turn it to a weapon. Yeah, it hurt, but it's gonna help somebody. Watch this. I'm about to put this mic down because I can go all day. Okay, this is why you say you are more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. You conquered it. Now you're pulling other people out of what you conquered. That's more than a conqueror. You didn't just come out. You didn't just come out. You pulled other people out too. You came out of hell, then went and got people out. Reminiscing of your brother, he on the cross. He down the cross and didn't go down in hell. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He got the strength to go into hell and pull them out. Thank you, Father. One of you prophets? Somebody? Who is it? Come on.
I guess we'll briefly pray, right? Amen. I hand it over to Kina so she can do the offering. Let's just briefly pray, amen. Because I feel it in the spirit that we should. Amen. We got a lot to be thankful for. We might have forgot, but we got a lot to be thankful for. And if you have forgot, ask the Father, show me where I have forgotten what you have done for me. We thank you, Father. Raise it up a little bit. Not too much, though. Nishanderoto makororo satarada satarada satarada. Raise it up. Roshanderedebe kerado satarada. Nishanderoto makororo satarada bakarada bosatarada. Allow your mind to venture off into what he has done. Doko senderende me kororo satarada makororo satarada. Nitende roto makororobo satabrada bakarada basatabrada makororobo satabrada bekerorosa. Nishende broko tondo brodo makororobo satabrada makarada bakarada bokororobo satabrada bakata. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Our heart cries, Father, Abba, Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Kandai roshendebe. Lishende roto makororobo satabakata. Raise it up a little more. Likende rororobo sataba. I'm looking for a certain frequency. Kikande rosha karadaba right there. Rosha kante bredebeke rororobo sataba. Lishende broko son dabrarabakando. Roshike roto makororobo sataba. Rishende broko romasande roto mokororo bokororo satarada bakororo basatarada bakarada basatara. We thank you, Father. We open up our hearts today, Father. We remember, Father, as you train our minds back, Father, for what you have done. Rokatande brodo mokororo bosataba. Lishende breke brodo mokororo bokororo bosatarada bakororo bosataba. Thank you, Father, for choosing us, Father, for being a brand new root, Father, to the tree. Lishende brokororobo satai. Thank you for giving us the strength, Father. Roto makai, roteme, roteme kororobo satabai. Lishende breke roto makororobo kororobo satarobo kororobo satai. Father, thank you for setting aside someone, Father, to pray for us, Father, when we could not pray for ourselves, Father. Thank you for the praying grandmother, Father. Thank you for a praying mother. Thank you for a praying father. Thank you, Father, for a praying first lady, first pastor, Father, that prayed for us, Father, when we were little, Father. You had us in mind. You had us in mind, Father, with our destiny, Father. You had us in mind, Father, with our purpose, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are mindful of us, Father. Even though, Father, the angels don't even know why you're so mindful of us, Father, but we thank you that you, Father, wanted to, Father, create us in your image, Father. You wanted to create us in your likeness, Father. You wanted to put yourself, Father, hallelujah, in dirt bodies, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you, Father, because you could have chose any and everything to put your spirit in, Father, but you chose, Father, us, Father, to represent you, Father, to represent your household, Father, to represent your heart, Father. Kande roshai reshibre me korobo satabai rishende brai mai kai roshom dobro no korobo satai. Thank you, Father, for taking our heart out of a place, Father, where we had no forgiveness, Father. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, Father, for releasing us, Father, from bondage, Father. Thank you for releasing us from poverty, Father. Kike roshai debe roshom roko roba sataya rishende brai deba korobo satai. Thank you for releasing our mind, Father, when we thought we were going to go crazy, Father. Thank you for sending help, Father, when there was nobody there, Father, but you sent, Father. You sent, Father, a person, Father. You sent a stranger, Father. You even sent, Father, someone our way, Father, to minister the gospel to us, Father, that we may give our life, Father, to you, Father, that we may hear, Father, your word, Father, that we may receive, Father, your kingdom. Rashain de Rindo Mokoba. You took us out of darkness, Father. You put us in light, Father. You gave us a position. Rakaya. Roten de broko romakai roshekateya. Roten de broko rorobosata. You included us in the beloved. Rokosakaye. Rishen de roto makaya. You gave us the same rights that our brother Jesus have. Rashakandabai. You don't have a different type of love for Jesus that you don't have for us, Father. We got the same type of love. Hallelujah, our brother God, an unconditional love. Hallelujah. Kike reshe roto makaya roshike tereremokotara. Thank you for grace, Father, for the times we fail. Hallelujah, and we needed grace. Robokotaba rotende beke reshe roko robosataba rotakaya. For you said the wages of sin is death, Father, but you gave grace where grace was needed. Roshende brakai rosh. Thank you for grace for our cousin. Thank you for grace for our grandmother. Thank you for grace for our mother. Thank you for grace for our father. Thank you for grace for our, hallelujah, our sisters and our auntie, Father. Oh, you're working your will, Father, in us, Father. We're your workmanship, Father. Oh, Father, when we thought we had our last dime, Father, when we thought we wasn't going to get that job, Father, you touched somebody's heart and said, hallelujah, hire them. Roko rodobasata. We had no salary, Father, but you gave me a salary, Father. And even when, Father, I had no job, hallelujah, you gave me a business. Rakataya. You said what's in your hands, hallelujah. You begin to multiply it, Father. You begin to show us, Father, I can create something from nothing. Hallelujah. If you trust me, kaya kosotoreke rishete rokototobaya rutai rakaro. Thank you for saving, Father. Even our loved ones, Father. When you used us to pray, Father, for our brothers and our sisters, when it was a 911, Father. When they were in the hospital, Father. Kikai roshakaba. Roshente roko robasata rakata rotende rakasha. Oh, thank you for a church family, Father, that bears our burdens, Father. Thank you for a church family, roshaka rabakata rotende brekero robokata. A church family, Father, that prays as a family, koshata rotende rosho roko bosata roshende brakai roshikataya roshende brakai rabasata. Thank you, Father. Thank you that the blood, Father, it speaks better things over us, Akai. Hallelujah, Father. Father, there were some people in our lives, Father, that tried to speak, Father, curses, Father, that tried to speak doom over us, Father. That tried to show us, Father, hallelujah, that you don't exist, Father, but it was a continuous conversation, Father. Thank you for every seed that you planted, Father. When you said that faith come, Father, hallelujah, by those who hear the word, Father. Every time we showed up, Father, you showed up, Father. Every time, Father, we showed up, you had a word for us, Father. Every time, Father, we showed up, Father, oh, Father, you were ready to teach us, Father. We were ready to receive, Father. You're still growing that seed, Father. And you're not due, hallelujah. You're not through with us yet. That's something to rejoice about. Because if you think that you're even at your best day, he's not done with you. As long as you got breath in your body, as long as you got a yes, hallelujah, and a surrender in your heart, he's not done with you, hallelujah. He's not done, he's not done, hallelujah. I'm killing those voices that's telling you this is it, hallelujah. Tell the voice he's not done. Tell the enemy, I know you're trying to seek her to kill and destroy, hallelujah, but you don't have the authority to do so, hallelujah, because it's already been predestined. I just gotta enter into it, hallelujah. I just gotta mature into it. Thank you for the inheritance, Father. Thank you that the inheritance, Father, is not even predicated upon if my family was wealthy. Because you said, if I seek your kingdom and I seek your righteousness, all things will be added unto me. That means the things, hallelujah, that they didn't give me, Father. That means the things for this life, Father. That means the things for godliness, hallelujah. The things for multiplication. The things for my business, hallelujah. The things for my family. The things for my marriage, hallelujah. The things that you're giving unto me, Father. Oh, Father, speak. We thank you. 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 Thank you for what is to come. Thank you for what is to come. What is to come? I hope you got an expectation. Because our Father operates, hallelujah, in the miraculous, hallelujah. If you don't see it happening, that's where he works, hallelujah. If you don't see the healing, hallelujah, taking place, good news, that's where he works. He works in the impossible. When the doctors say, I don't know what else to do, hallelujah, whose report are you going to believe? Thank you, Father. Thanking you, Father. Breaking our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you for a renewed mind. We thank you for clean hands and clean hearts, Father. We thank you, Father, for a power, Father, and a grace to do your will, Father. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, Father, for we will, Father, represent you, Abba, Father, as your family, as your household. And for those, hallelujah, that's seeking healing, hallelujah, just thank him for healing. Thank him for healing, no matter where it is. Mental health healing. Thank you, Father. The closer you get to him, the more he heals the mental illness. Hallelujah. The more he heals the soul wounds. Hallelujah. The more he heals your past. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the love bomb. Hallelujah. Thank you for the strength I need for the endurance. Thank you for the perseverance I need for the journey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for, Father, the building even that is to come, Father. Your hand is in this place. Your hand is upon this people. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah.